You're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Thanks for joining us. And well, it's a momentous day for our fellow Donegal man, Brendan Boyce. He's qualified for the Olympic Games. And I would just said to Brendan, I would say you're a very happy man yourself.
I'm delighted because it was a very, very mature performance. I think he was just a little bit unlucky today, the two lads we came up against for a medal, probably at the best races of their lives. But we said beforehand, the way he prepared, and win, lose or draw, if he went in with a positive attitude, that we were going to be happy with him. And, you know, he was in contention for a medal all the way with the Polish guy and the Portuguese guy. They were just really in good form today. But to get an Olympic qualifier and get a PB in tough conditions as well today, you know, where he's been coming from for the last 2 years is massive, massively positive, you know. So it's great, we're delighted.
And tell me, Rob, Brendan, suppose you've been, as I indicated, you've been coaching him, suppose, a lot in the background. Now you have the facility of, coaching him one-on-one. That has been something really that he has revealed to us that has been a fantastic thing for him. So just to get your opinion on it.
No, Brendan's great. He's very, very professional, and, he's been in Cork with me since 2012. So, you know, he's had a couple of tough years, you know. He probably needs a little bit more support, you know, because it's very hard to dedicate your life to being a full-time athlete when there's massive, massive financial stress on an athlete as well to do it. And so he had that big burden as well today. You know, he's getting married in a few weeks, so I think if he didn't perform today, the wedding was in jeopardy as well, let alone his career.
We'll say no more about that then, Rob.
He bought himself a little bit more time, and look, it bodes really well for the World Championships in the end of the year. I think he'll grow massively in confidence from this, and then, you know, if he stays injury-free and he develops again next year over 20k like he has this year, and ye Donegal fellas develop a bit later mentally as well, like, so I think he's doing really well, and I think he's going to do really well this year in the World Championships, and next year's going to be a new year, and once he's motivated and willing to work really hard, I think that he can make more improvements again, you know, because his trajectory is going upwards.
Definitely is, Rob. And just before I let you go, making that move from athlete to coach, how has it been for you?
It's great. You know, I, even being out here this weekend, I've absolutely no desire to compete, and I think what I recognise in the athletes that I'm coaching, I just love their desire and their madness, really, like their madness to work really hard and hurt. And I think, you know, when you're finished, when you're not willing to be as mad as them anymore. So the boys, I can live through the boys now, and I know, and Dave Kenny said another PB today, so we've a really, really good group, and we've a girl racing there at the moment, so, you know, we could have three from the group going to the Olympics next year. So it's all positive.